takes a bloodbath, let's get it over with. On May 4, 1970, National Guardsmen at Kent State University responded to taunts and rocks by firing their M1 rifles into a crowd of students, killing four and wounding nine others. Protests and strikes exploded at more than 1,200 of the nation's colleges and universities. 30 ROTC buildings were burned or bombed in the first week of May. The National Guard was mobilized in 16 states. As Henry Kissinger put it later, the very fabric of government was falling apart. Despite all this, there was no systematic effort during the Vietnam War to prosecute individuals for their opposition to the war. There are many reasons for this, including, of course, the compelling fact that most of the dissenters in this era were the sons and daughters of the middle class, and thus could not so easily be targeted as the other. But the courts, and especially the Supreme Court, played a key role in this period. In 1969, the court, in Brandenburg versus Ohio, overruled Dennis and held that even advocacy of unlawful conduct cannot be punished unless it is likely to incite imminent lawless action. The court had come a long way in the 50 years since World War I. But the government found other ways to impede dissent. The most significant of these was the FBI's extensive effort in this era to infiltrate and to expose, disrupt, and otherwise neutralize allegedly subversive organizations, ranging from the civil rights groups to the various factions of the anti-war movement. In this COINTELPRO operation, the FBI compiled political dossiers on more than a half million Americans. What can we learn from this history? I would like to offer three concluding observations. First, we have a long and unfortunate history of overreacting to perceived dangers to our nation. Time after time, we have allowed our fears to get the better of us. Although each of these episodes presented markedly different challenges, in each, we went too far in restricting individual liberties. Moreover, in each of these situations, our national leaders abused their authority and misled the American people about their rights and responsibilities. Second, one of the central safeguards of our democracy is a free, robust, and courageous marketplace of ideas. A critical function of free expression is to help us make wise decisions about whether our leaders are leading well. The freedom of speech is not merely a right of the individual, but a fundamental national interest that is essential to the very existence of democratic decision-making. My third and final observation brings me to the present. Today, in the era of Trump, a president who understands nothing of our history or of the necessary preconditions of our democracy, we face a truly serious threat to the rule of law, to our democracy, and to our constitutional freedoms. It is, of course, much easier to look back on past crises and find our predecessors wanting than it is to make wise judgments when we ourselves are in the eye of the storm. But that challenge now falls to us. As Justice Brandeis once observed, those who won our independence knew that courage is the secret of liberty. That, I think, is the most fundamental insight for us to bear in mind. To strike the right balance in our time, we need political leaders who know right from wrong, federal judges who will stand fast against the furies of the age, members of the bar and the academy who will help us see ourselves clearly, members of the media who will fulfill their fundamental responsibility to keep our leaders honest, an informed public who will value not only their own liberties, but also the liberties of others, and perhaps, most of all, elected officials with the wisdom to know excess when they see it, and the courage to preserve liberty when it is imperiled. We shall see. It would be a grave mistake to think that it can't happen here. This is Kaleo Griffith. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Can It Happen Here? Authoritarianism in America by Cass R. Sunstein. This program was produced by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. Executive Producer, Katie Ostroka. Copyright 2018 by Cass R. Sunstein. Production Copyright 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.